Ray Foley on Today FM.
It's a kneecap story. George V, George V. Melbourne police, this is in Australia, Melbourne police probe kneecap gig over missing King George V statue head. Detectives are probing whether the head that appeared on stage the weekend is the same subject of their investigation. Detectives in Melbourne will probe if a head from a statue which appeared on stage at a kneecap gig in the city last week is the same head that has been the subject of a months-long investigation. Vandals decapitated a statue of King George V in Melbourne on the 10th of June. By the way, the English king is he's over at the moment.
Charlie's here, yeah.
Charles and Camilla are in Belfast. They're probably listening. If you want to drop us a voice note, Charles, 0874-100-102. We'd love to get you on. Are you a Gigi Perez fan? Maybe you might introduce that
who
for us next.
Who isn't?
I know. So the current king is over, but the old king, George V, he was a statue of him. The head was taken off it. Next thing, the head appeared on stage at a kneecap gig in Melbourne. Shocking scenes. They're trying to locate the head. They're discussing the situation with the kneecap people and the security at the event. Investigations are ongoing. What's the maddest thing you've ever stolen or thought about stealing? 0874-100-102.
I only ever dabbled in petty theft once. I learned my lesson. I stole a monkey-shaped ink stamp from school.
A monkey-shaped ink stamp?
Yeah, it was like you put it in ink, stamp it on paper, and you'd see an image of a monkey. So I thought this was good enough to steal.
Like La Cosa Nostra in here, guys.
Yeah, I wasn't doing the Leaving Cert. I was quite a bit younger. I took it home. I felt immediately terrible about doing that. Told my mother. I squealed on myself. She marched me back in and made me fess up and return the monkey stamp.
When we were on holidays, I stole a bauble off a Christmas tree. Do you remember that?
Did you?
Do pub glasses count? I mean,
you are a devil for stealing pub glasses.
I always put pub glasses in my handbag. Pub glasses surely don't count. I mean, that's a breakage. That's built into the cost of insurance,
yeah,
surely.
They might beg to differ.
Pretty much all of my glasses are pub glasses. Of course, we did the obvious deal in a traffic cone. A massive
did
traffic
you?
Cone.
They weigh a ton.
No, we didn't. It wasn't a small little, like, cleaner, you know, be careful, we're doing cleaning a traffic cone. It was a massive traffic cone.
The ones with the weighted bases.
Ginormous, yeah. And it lived in our living room for months. This is in college, of course, so, you know, these things happen. 0874-100-102. We need your voice notes on this, not texts. We need your voice notes, and we're going to put you in to win a fabulous, luxurious experience to give away for the beautifully rejuvenated spa at Dunboyne Castle Hotel. You and a friend enjoying the retreat's brand new thermal suite, complete with infrared sauna, Himalayan salt room, herb sauna and steam room, as well as a luxurious 45-minute spa treatment. You'll enjoy a delicious a la carte dinner overlooking the stunning grounds of the estate in the award-winning Ivy restaurant on an evening of your choice. For more information about Dunboyne Castle Hotel and Spa, visit dunboynecastlehotel.com. That's dunboynecastlehotel.com. What is the maddest stuff? By the way, I'm not talking about ATMs. I'm not talking about serious crime.
What have you nicked? And don't come on and say, I once stole a girl's heart. That does not count. Unless literally it was her organ.
Listeners from 2FM, this is fairly innocent. We're not talking about big things, okay? Oh, I've got a challenge for you. Do you want to do a challenge?
I'm up for a challenge if you've got one, right?
Boys, up for another challenge. Here we go. So it was King George V. His head was decapitated on the statue of Melbourne. Let's do Gorgeous Georges. How well, JP, do you know your English King Georges? Are you ready, sir?
Right, okay.
So George V is the one that was headless, yeah?
Yeah.
I've got five Georges, I've got five questions.
Okay. Was one of them a mad lad? Like famous?
The Madness of King George. Yes, he probably was. I don't have that here, though.
Okay.
Would you like a question or are you just going to ramble?
You got questions, hit me.
Charlie, by the way, if you're listening, you can play along at home, I guess.
He'll be shouting at the radio now, yeah. Camilla nudging him in the ribs.
Which George, JP, which George was king during the Act of Union, when Ireland was formally merged with Great Britain to create the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland? This abolished the Irish Parliament and brought Irish MPs to Westminster, a move deeply unpopular with many Irish nationalists. Which George was king at the time? Over there.
Jeez, how far back is that going? I'll say
going
George.
That's going back now, isn't it?
It is. And I'm not entirely sure how many Georges there were.
Five either. I have here, five.
In total. I'll say George, what?
I think there is five, yeah. I think the last of the Georges was. Very recent.
Okay.
I'll fifth. Say. What's the fifth?
Okay. I'll say George the Fourth.
Sorry. George the Third.
Okay.
Which George was king during the Easter Rising in 1916? The rebellion against British rule in Dublin happened during this George's reign, leading to executions that shifted Irish public opinion towards independence.
Okay, confident on this one. Got to be a recent one. I'll say George the Fifth.
Well done.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. You know your Georges.
Thank you.
Which George was king during the Catholic Emancipation Movement? His reign saw growing pressure for Catholic emancipation in Ireland, with Daniel O'Connell leading the fight to allow Catholics to sit in Parliament. This George personally opposed it, but nonetheless, the movement gained momentum.
Okay, we're in the 1800s. I'll say George the Fourth.
You're right.
Get in there. Come on, George.
I didn't know he was a big English monarchy guy, but here we are, guys.
Hang on. Hang on a second.
Shout out to everyone in Dundalk, JP's friends and relatives and neighbours.
All right.
Which George oversaw the expansion of the penal laws?
George laws?
What? The penal laws.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, they did other stuff, but I'm focusing mostly on the Irish bits.
Yeah.
Which George oversaw the expansion of the penal laws? During this George's reign, the penal laws against Catholics in Ireland were enforced more strictly, further limiting their rights to own land, hold public office, and practice their religion freely.
In the early 1800s, I think, I'll say George the Second. Ah, bugger.
It was Georgie One. Georgie One.
The first lad, right? The worst
finally,
of the bunch.
For three, for the majority.
Okay.
For three out of five.
Hang on, have you like just crossed out the different ones? I should really have been tracking these and process of elimination. I have the correct answer now.
Which George was king during the first great Irish famine? The first great Irish
Wasn't
famine.
Wasn't that great in fairness?
Known as the Great Frost, it led to one of Ireland's worst famines. An estimated 300,000 people died, Irish people. The British government under this George did little to help, and harsh economic policies worsened the suffering. Grain exports from Ireland to England continued, even as Irish people starved to death. Not to be confused with the Great Irish Famine or Irish Potato Famine of 1842, where more than a million Irish people immigrated and over a million died. Not much crack, actually, in the George quiz this afternoon.
On behalf of the Irish nation, current, past, present, I'd like to say a big feck you to all of the Georges, but most especially to, I'm going to say George the Fourth?
It was Second.
Ah, bugger!
George the Second.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Are we to the competition anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mad stuff you've stolen, 0874 100 102. If you've done time for it, we'll probably not get into that bit of it. But we've got a lovely breakaway for you to win. Record yourself in. Let's hear your theft stories. Easy cue, love. So at a kneecap gig in Melbourne, the decapitated statue, head of a statue of an English king, showed up on stage at the kneecap gig. Melbourne police have been investigating this missing head for quite some time. Mad stuff you've stolen. 0874 100 102. We'll put you into win a lovely weekend breakaway. Alan's there, Alan.
Hey, Ray and JP.
Hello, sir.
I remember once, a number of years ago, when I was living in Cork City, after a heavy night out, I woke up to a headless horse slash...
Oh, my God. This sounds like The Godfather. The scene of The Godfather. There was a horse's head in the bed.
Donkey pinata.
Oh, a pinata.
Laying on my chest. And I was surrounded by... a lot of uncooked two-minute noodles.
This is a great night.
Where it came from, not too sure.
China.
I have my suspicions. But that's the best thing I've ever stolen anyway. Love the show.
Hey,
Ray Foley on Today FM.
We'll put you into a win. Any more thefts? I want your stealing stories. Your theft tales. We'll put you into win with Dunboyne Castle Hotel.com. A lovely break for two to give away. Two nights stay with breakfast on both mornings at Dunboyne Castle Hotel. That's Dunboyne Castle Hotel.com. The Dunboyne Castle Hotel and Spa. They've got the brand new thermal suite complete with infrared sauna, Himalayan salt room, herb sauna and steam room, as well as a luxurious 45-minute spa treatment for you. So we'll throw it all in, look after you, all the thanks to Dunboyne Castle Hotel.
Hey, our listeners are a very light-fingered bunch, aren't they?
This statue of King George the Fifth, stole the head of the statue stolen in Melbourne, showed up at a kneecap gig. What have you stolen? 0874 100 102. Lana's there. Lana, good afternoon.
Hi, Ray and JP. Lana here from Roscommon. Many, many moons ago, I stole a light bulb out of a toilet cubicle in the local.
Well, that wasn't very bright, was it?
toilet.
The local toilet. Just the one local toilet in Roscommon.
With one light bulb.
Love the show.
Hey. Not the worst in a dark way. Owen joins us. Say good afternoon to Owen.
Good afternoon to you, Owen.
I once, on my way home from a night out, broke into a building site and took a sledgehammer.
I mean, that makes sense. Because I could do it with one of them. A sledgehammer. There's a spate of tools being robbed up and down the country, and Owen contributing to it.
I gave it to my father as a gift for Christmas, and he still has it to this day.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? That's very nice.
Do they call that fencing when you give the stolen property to someone else? I think they do.
Do you need a sledgehammer to build a fence?
If you're knocking in posts, you would, right? Yeah.
There you go. Who else is there? Danielle joins us this afternoon. Say good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Danielle.
Danielle, good afternoon.
Hi, Ray and JP.
Hello, darling.
I once stole... Well, when I say stole, I mean borrowed.
Did you give it back, though? I mean, if you took it and never returned it, that's theft.
But didn't tell.
Oh.
A vicar's outfit from my friend's sister.
What did she say?
A vicar's outfit.
A vicar's outfit from your friend's sister.
A vicar's outfit from my friend's sister.
That is wild. So is your friend's sister a vicar, or was it fancy dress, a fancy dressed outfit of a vicar? Like a priest's outfit?
A vicar's outfit from my friend's sister. And it was because a relative of mine was in the hospital and I really wanted to see them during COVID. I have absolutely no regrets.
Wow. So you got in because were you saying, like, I'm a priest, I need to get in to see that person?
It's Danielle in Donegal.
It's yours, Danielle. You chance her. Who else have I got this afternoon? I've got Jonathan over there. Jonathan, talk to me.
Hi, Ray and JP.
Hello, darling.
Jonathan here in Kilkenny City.
Okay.
When I was about 14, my brother, who was a year and 11 days older than me...
11 days. It's the 11 days that count.
...stole €100 off me that I had saved up for working with my father.
That's a lot of money.
So...
It was a lot of money in those days.
To get him back, for the next maybe year or two, anytime we got a new pair of the runners or football boots, I'd steal one of them.
So that's next level.
That really is high class trolling.
Just take one of the boots. Where's my left boot?
And I throw it into the river that ran down by our house.
Oh my God, Jesus!
And to this day, he still doesn't know I done that. Well, I never got my 100 euro back, but... He had a pile of odd shoes.
Gotta say, that's next level.
Love the show.
Hey! Cheers, Jonathan. I think Jonathan's our winner, is he?
He's late.
Fiona's over there as well. I've been running out of time. Fiona.
Hi, Ray and JP.
Hello, darling.
I was once at a Christmas party and woke up in the morning and there was like a 3-foot Santa Claus in the room with me and my husband.
Okay, so that's a throuple then, is it? 3 foot, that's not very tall. The Santa Claus was only 3 foot, not the husband, I presume.
And brought him home. Obviously, we were staying in the hotel where the Christmas party was. And then I proceeded to give him to my mother because I didn't really like him. Huh. And she was delighted with him.
So, sorry, we've got to clear this up. Are we talking about the Santa Claus now or the, or the husband? I didn't really like him.
Okay. Love the show.
Hey! Cheers, darling. I think it's Jonathan with the odd one, the odd boots.
The shoe one,
yeah,
please.
Well done, Jonathan. You're a winner this afternoon. Well, congratulations. A two-night stay, breakfast on both mornings, dinner on an evening of your choice, and a relaxing spa treatment. Terms and conditions apply at DunboyneCastleHotel.com.
Ray Foley on Today FM.